Okay, so this is a Traffic and Safety Commission meeting on September 15th, 2021. I'll take roll. Commissioner Reese.
Here.
Commissioner Pat Chase. Pat, you're muted.
Sorry about that.
No worries, thank you. Commissioner Rick Gillis. Commissioner Kim Hoyt. Commissioner Arun J. Raman. Commissioner David Caro.
Here.
And Commissioner John Osgo.
Present.
All right, Mr. Chairman, take it away.
I believe the first order of business should be to welcome Pat Chase and David Carroll. I wish they were under better circumstances, but I believe this is the first meeting with Pat and David joining us.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for agreeing to participate. I'm sorry, was someone going to say something?
No,
all right. Why don't we get okay? Why don't we get started by asking if folks have had a chance to review the minutes, if we could entertain a motion to approve the minutes, and if there are any comments about the minutes, we can do that after we have a motion with respect to the minutes.
I have reviewed the minutes. How you doing, Doug? Good. Everything seems to be in order. They go back a long way, as you can tell. I can approve those. I have no problem approving those minutes at this time.
All right. We'll take that as a motion to approve the minutes. I'll second that motion. And any comment before we vote to approve the minutes? Any comment about the minutes?
Jeff, are we voting on all five at once or per minute?
Well, I think why don't we, if anyone has any comments about any of the minutes, we could hear those comments now. And if we need to make any changes, we could do that. And then I think we should just vote on them all together.
That said, Commissioner Chase, did you want to, were you looking to abstain from all but the last one, was it?
Oh, but the first one. I was at the September 16th meeting in person, so of 2020, but I was not at November, January, March, or May, but I'll be happy to go along with whatever is appropriate.
Okay.
Does anyone have any comments about any of the minutes? All right. And I understand, Pat, that you may want to abstain, subject to that abstention. Why don't we go ahead and take the roll with respect to approving the minutes?
I will do so, but I will also tell you, since we only have four, if Commissioner Chase abstains from the other ones, I don't think we can approve them. So she's yep. giving me a thumbs up. We'll go forward. All right. I will take vote on the motion to approve all of the minutes on the agenda. Chairman Reese.
Yes.
Commissioner Chase?
Yes.
Commissioner Gillis? Commissioner Hoyt? Commissioner J. Raman? Commissioner Caro?
Yeah, notwithstanding the fact that I was not on the commission for any of the meetings, I approve.
Noted. And Commissioner right. Osga?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Well, we appreciate that. Hopefully going forward, we won't have this issue. Jeff, why don't I turn it over to you, with respect to the agenda items. I understand that the main purpose of this meeting is to hear some general comments from the public and also note, for the record, some information that's been submitted with respect to traffic issues primarily in the northeast quadrant of the village. Jeff, do you mind elaborating on any of that?
No, certainly not. Over the course of the last few months, I would say, there has been an uptick in the amount of calls that the village has received regarding, we'll say, cut through traffic along Greenfield, along Lemoyne, and then some of the north-south streets, kind of, I guess if we say between Lathrop and Harlem and between North Avenue and Greenfield, that's the general vicinity with which we're dealing here. The calls have been coming in about, like I say, cut through traffic. I don't know if it's related to the construction on North Avenue in Harlem or just general congestion in that area and folks getting rerouted via Waze or Google Maps through some of the River Forest side streets. But in either case, like I say, we've had several, you know, concerns raised regarding traffic volumes, traffic speeds, the noise associated with traffic. So, you know, the idea was to get just a general discussion going here at the next available traffic and safety meeting so that, you know, these issues could come to light in a public forum and be discussed amongst the commission and those members of the public that are concerned by them.
And Jeff, I know that we have Mr. Dine here and we want to hear from him. Do you mind just noting for the record some of the comments that have come in? I don't think you need to read all of what we received from Mr. Robert Armalis, but we could note, you know, generally what he described in it. I don't think you need to read into the record everything, but could you, do you mind just summarizing the comments that we received, at least who sent us comments and the gist of those comments?
Sure. So I'll kind of summarize each of them. Mr. Armalis, I'll go through this and again summarize the affected area. He's essentially kind of referring to the same area that I mentioned earlier. We're basically looking at Lathrop over to Harlem, everything from, you know, south of North Avenue to Greenfield. He has also included some of the, you know, the Bonnie Bray Alley, as have some other folks who have reached out to us. There's some concerns about traffic cutting through alleys as well in that area. So that's kind of the affected area that we're looking at. The problem he's identified, again, cut through traffic, truck traffic specifically as well. He claims that a lot of it is cut through traffic, no resident stickers on the vehicles. And a lot of it seems to be early morning, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. And then again at rush hour, 3 to 7 p.m. or at night. Weekends sounds like it's all day. So just a lot of things going on in that general area. Again, speeds, cut through traffic, noise is kind of the gist of what I've heard. He did point out at one point to staff that and he has shared some maps with us regarding, I apologize, trying to get you into the meeting here, Doug. He's also brought up some issues with, you know, Google Maps and Waze route, specifically routing traffic through River Forest. Doug, you might need to mute one of your computer or your phone. So that's kind of the universe with which we're dealing here. Again, he claims that there are no River Forest stickers. It appears that this is all based on, you know, saving time going through that intersection. Obviously, as we're all aware, that can be quite congested. So, we know how Google Maps and the Wazes of the world work, and it's all about efficiency and time. So we seem to think that that's the genesis for all of that. There is some concern that he's brought up regarding, signage. Potentially lack of unsigned, unstopped intersections, not four-way necessarily, but two-way between Monroe and Harlem on Greenfield. You get a good stretch on Greenfield where there are no stops. And then there are some similar issues on Lemoyne as well. He's indicated that he believes this to be an accident, an increase in risk for accidents, as well as crime. He's pointed out the noise, speeding, stop signs. Apparently a lot of folks are ignoring stop signs or, you know, slowing down at best, not necessarily stopping at them. He's pointed out litter. So again, it's a lengthy list of the concerns that have been raised. He's also pointed out some possible solutions, those being, you know, obviously having this meeting, allowing for some public discussion, implementation of a lot more four-way stop sign, stop intersections. Sorry, I got to let some more folks into the room here. Some no left turn restrictions from Bonnie Bray onto Lemoyne. Increased turn hour restrictions from Harlem Avenue.
Everyone else is going to be on Zoom.
There's several of us here at the police station. I'm not sure who's on the dial-in for Zoom right now.
All right, so yeah, the meeting is underway. For you folks, it sounds like we've got quite a few folks at the community room at Village Hall. So if you folks can hear us and you wish to participate, Doug, is it easier for you to, would you prefer to let them just kind of roll with public comment at this time, or do you want me to continue through with public comment that's been submitted previously?
So you're not going to be here? You're not going to be here?
The meeting's being held remotely, so as part of the agenda, it requests on the agenda if anybody wished to participate in person that they contact staff prior to 4 p.m. this afternoon.
We did.
As nobody contacted me specifically said that, you know, they wanted to be in person. There is no in-person meeting at Village Hall. So if you guys are on the call, and if you're on the call and you'd like to participate, that's more than fine, but we don't have the room set up for that right now.
Okay, well, we did, and I did give Jeff Luster a email and said I was going to present something. So is there any way we can get this stuff up on the screens here? Because we don't have our laptops here.
I apologize. We don't have anybody at Village Hall to set that up at this moment. So I'm happy to share anything that's been provided thus far, but we don't have anybody there to set up the room.
So you're going to record this, right, somehow?
This meeting is currently being recorded.
Okay.
This is Doug Reese, the chairman. I'd also ask for those who are not speaking to please mute, because we can only have one person speaking at a time, and with people having their mics on, that creates a problem. So Jeff, if you don't mind, we did receive a couple of other public comments, you know, one from John Shoeph, if I've pronounced it correctly, S-C-H-O-E-P-H. And I believe there was one other.
Yeah, so I'll go through some of these other ones. I'll just read them for the sake of getting everything in here. I'll just kind of go down the line here. So number one from Liz Newell, I am so pleased that an effort is being organized to take action on this persistent issue of cut through traffic on Greenfield Street. We have lived on Greenfield and Bonnie Bray for the last 7 years. We love the neighborhood, access to the Priory and quiet neighborhoods of River Forest. It seems as if the problem has gotten worse over the years. We have often felt the need to do something about it, but don't know where to start. It seems like Oak Park and other surrounding communities have been effective in their efforts to fight this issue. We'll be out of town, but I do support the commission 100%. So that was public comment number one. Public comment number two from George Vukotich. Hello, Jeff. I'm writing in support of the proposal of Robert Armalis to have stop signs included on the east-west intersection of Greenfield and Bonnie Bray. I live at 1408 Bonnie Bray Place. Over the years, there have been accidents at the Bonnie Bray and Greenfield intersection. In addition, cars heading north on Harlem turning onto Greenfield often ignore the no turn from 7 to 9 and 4 to 6 timeframe. Something else to consider with the sports being played at Fenwick Field, runners in our community, and more importantly, children walking to school. The cars often travel at high rates of speed, much too fast for the type of activity in the community. From what I suspect, many individuals often try to avoid North Avenue as well and come down our side streets, often at the recommendation of apps like those on Google. That is public comment number two. Public comment number three. Bear with me. George Colias. Mr. Loster, River Forest Street, South and North Avenue, especially those nearest to Harlem Avenue, seem to have a substantial amount of traffic that tries to avoid a brief stop at Harlem Avenue. Please consider installing sensing devices that measure the amount of traffic and the speed at which traffic travels south on William, Clinton, and Bonnie Bray. It would be an important indicator for safety measures that could be taken to protect citizens, especially children. Our view of entrance limits along North Avenue between Thatcher Road and Oak Park Avenue was done. To my surprise, River Forest permits more entry to its neighborhoods than Elmwood Park, Oak Park, and even Chicago. River Forest has 8 two-way streets and 1 one-way out street between Thatcher and Harlem. Elmwood Park has 1 two-way street, 1 one-way in street, and 1 one-way out street, and 4 streets that deny entry. Oak Park has two two-way streets and four streets that deny entry. Chicago has one two-way street, one one-way street, one two one-way out streets, and three streets that deny entry, and then lists those intersections accordingly. That was public comment three. Public comment number four from Katrina Beck. Hello, my name is Katrina Beck. My husband Steve and I live on the northwest corner of Bonnie Bray and Lemoyne. Having lived on this corner for 20 years, raising our four children, we've seen how the neighborhood has grown. I'm writing to ask for you to consider having a traffic study done of this area, both on the streets and in the alley that runs parallel to Harlem. We have many more children in this corner of River Forest now compared to when our children were young. There are points in the day when the cut-through traffic is fast, constant, and unaware of the many people trying to live quiet lives. For the sake of all, and before a horrible accident happens, please look into this issue. Thank you for your consideration. That was public comment number four. Public comment number five from Sean Olis. Good afternoon, Jeff. I am writing this email in lieu of attending the meeting tomorrow regarding the traffic on Lemoyne Street near Harlem. I am unable to attend the meeting. That being said, my family is very frustrated with this issue. In fact, this morning we stated that moving is probably our best bet. What would it take to help bring peace to the Northeast River Forest? The only things I can think of are traffic control, including the noise from said traffic. This would improve quality of life for the residents in the area and make it safe for children. What are the issues? He lists issues including noise, vehicles on Lemoyne Street traveling at excessive speeds, vehicles exiting the alleys parallel to Harlem Avenue, honking instead of stopping, trucks on Harlem Avenue, jake braking, stop signs at Lemoyne and Bonnie and Lemoyne and Harlem being ignored, and vehicles with extremely loud mufflers, he reiterates. Working from home has made these issues very much more difficult to deal with. It's impossible to have a phone conversation in my own home if the windows are open. He works from home, and so the noise is an excessive issue for him. He's not sure what the exact answer is, but certainly is concerned with the area and is appreciative of the Traffic and Safety Commission. That is public comment number five. Public comment number six, and the last one, is from John Skepskov. To whom it may concern, as a resident on Lemoyne Street at River Forest, I am concerned about the incredible amount of traffic that zips through, often speeding at all hours. The music is often so loud it rattles the glasses on my shelves, and the engines are so loud they are startling. Worst of all is that many children play in the area almost daily, often near alleys and curbs. I get so worried for them as cars speed down Lemoyne. I'm not sure what can be done, but I'm hoping something can eliminate this potentially dangerous traffic. I know other neighborhoods are concerned too. Thank you for your time. That is the public comment that was received.
All right. Thanks, Jeff. And if I think it's worth it for me to make a few general comments about how the Traffic and Safety Commission operates. First of all, you should all know that we hear issues with respect to traffic. If there are concrete issues that affect a particular area and particular suggestions, for example, to add a stop sign is a common one. Or to restrict parking in a particular area, we try to notify people in the area so that people have an opportunity to come and be heard. In this particular case, you know, the issue is a more generalized set of concerns. And so I think, at least with respect to the Northeast quadrant, I think, you know, this meeting is to hear those concerns. We had in the past considered engaging traffic consultants to do a study of the area because of the complexity of the area and sort of the competing issues that are being raised. And so, you know, one result of this meeting could be that we make a recommendation to proceed with a study. I don't think, with respect to the agenda today, at least it's my view, we could, you know, hear other people if they have other comments. I don't think that it would be appropriate during this meeting for us to recommend a particular fix, say, you know, particular restriction on parking or a particular restriction on access, turning restrictions on a particular street, because we haven't, I don't think we've adequately noticed that particular issue. But we do want to make sure we give people an opportunity to be heard. And, you know, you don't need to repeat everything that someone else has said, but we do want to give people a chance to speak to the issue. And, you know, if there's a different issue apart from this particular area, you know, we're glad to hear that. Although, again, if there's a particular request, you know, we try to make sure that we give people notice, you know, before we vote on a request. The other thing I wanted to note is that what we recommend is non-binding. So if we make a recommendation, that goes up to the village board. In most instances, especially if there's something that's going to require a change in the ordinance, and then the village board will hear, consider our recommendation, and then they'll hear comment and then vote up or down on the recommendation. So with that, those comments, I guess I'd like to turn it over to members of the public who are here, and maybe we'll start with people who are on the Zoom call, and we'll kind of go in order. I'll call in people in order as I see them on my screen. And I heard Mike Dine, but I also see Gary Williams. Mr. Williams, are you here to address the issue of this area of River Forest?
I am.
Okay, why don't we turn it over to you?
Okay.
If you don't mind, just tell us where you live, and then go ahead and let us know what you're...
Sure, yeah. We're on Greenfield, about halfway between Clinton and Bonnie Bray. We've been here for 25 years. We built the house after the Priory released that land. And I had two issues that I mentioned to Jeff. One of them I mentioned several months ago is just the speed on Greenfield. I know the volume has increased, but my main concern was the speed, particularly since Greenfield is heavily used by bikers, skaters, joggers, and it just seems like an accident waiting to happen. Anyway, between Monroe and Harlem, there's really no speed controls whatsoever. And I've been out in the front yard and seen cars 40, 50, even 60 miles an hour going between Monroe and Harlem or vice versa. And that's a real concern. I think, there's just too many people around that can't deal with that kind of speed. And I know the volume's increased, but speed was our initial concern. The other issue, which I don't think has been mentioned yet tonight, when we first moved here, Fenwick High School had a lot of games on the practice fields in the back. That's dropped off somewhat because they've moved their football games to other stadium. But the baseball field is still here. And we had early on limited parking on Greenfield. When they park on both sides of the street, you literally can't get out of your driveway. So I'm not saying eliminate parking completely during those games necessarily, but at least limit it to one side. People can't even get through when they're parked on both sides. So something the village should consider is going back to that temporary limitation during those games. But as I mentioned, I think our big concern is the volume of traffic and the speed that people are are exceeding well over the 25 mile an hour limit.
And Mr. Williams, while you were speaking, I was looking, pulling up a map of that area. And when you're talking about parking during athletic contests, and you're talking specifically about Greenfield?
Yes, exactly.
Thank you.
Sure.
Let me just ask the commissioners, would you like to hear from the members of the public in total, or would you like to ask any questions of Mr. Williams before we turn it over to the next member of the public?
Yeah, any questions? Happy to answer.
Hey, Doug, it's John Osga. Good to see you. Welcome to the new commissioners. Look forward to seeing you in person in the near future. Just wanted to put my input in here, Doug, because we have a lot of letters that came in. Commissioner Gillis, I think a year ago, as you mentioned, talked about getting a study done up here. And we've dealt with this area as long as I've been a commissioner, which is 15 years. And we've never done a study. We've talked about it. We've made some changes. I think our last issue over here was the four ways at Bonnie Bray and Lemoyne and Clinton. and it just seems to be getting worse. Our big issue before, you know, that we were dealing with the safe routes to schools, that took a lot of our time, and then COVID obviously slowed things down a little bit. But now, you know, because we're sitting here, there's, I don't know, 7 or 11 of us. We have a lot of input regarding what's wrong, what's happening, ideas on how to remedy the situation. But just to add to your initial comments, Doug, there's nothing we're going to do tonight. As commissioners, there's nothing we can do tonight except maybe decide, make a motion, send it upstairs to the board that it's time to do a comprehensive study in this corner, in this corridor. And with all of the input that I've seen, I've read the letters, and I know what's coming with the rest of the participants this evening. I can't imagine anyone is gonna say that we shouldn't do anything. So with that being said, I think it, you know, in order to save a lot of our time this evening, it is a beautiful evening, and you know how I like beautiful evenings, Doug. You know, maybe we ask to have something done, something looked at, potential remedies by the professionals. Then we get it from our neighbors up on the up in the northeast corner, and then we have another meeting, because my initial thoughts were that, you know, maybe this is a 2 or 3 block, but then if we shut it down, then do we get more traffic just bouncing down Lathrop and cruising down Greenfield, even if there are 4-way stop signs? So then I started thinking about what we did. I think it's Bonnie Bray or Clinton, where they can't even get into the village. Do we shut that corner down, the corner of the village, that northeast corner of the village, to pretty much everybody but local traffic? Like, I grew up in Oak Park. You know, they shut down Austin in the 70s. North Oak Park, they shut down North Avenue. There's a way that we can do it, but I'm not a professional. I'm just a layperson when it comes to, you know, traffic studies and remedies and so forth and so on. But I'm fine listening to everybody else make their comments and what they think is wrong and what they think is doable over here. But I also think that we should have the study commissioned, look at what they say, throw it out there to the neighbors, and then have a comprehensive understanding of what's going on up there, what our options are, what our possibilities are. You know, Sean Aulis brings up engine braking. You know, thanks. That, you know, I don't know what we can do about engine braking. But if we have this study done, at least we have a basis for an understanding and then of a decision on what we can do over there. I don't want to take a lot of time on this, because as the neighbor said, you know, there's people living there, they've been dealing this with this every day. I don't know how long a study would take, but that's just my 2 cents that took 10 minutes. I apologize. As an attorney, I love to listen to myself speak. But with that being said, that's where I'm at on this, in order to not waste a lot of time now and just let everybody on the phone know now that nothing is getting done now until we have a study and we have a better understanding of what's going on up there. And I'll turn it back over. Thank you.
Yeah, I'll just echo that. I think we have put on the table in the past conducting this study. And I do think the one thing we can do tonight is to recommend the study. And part of the reason for that is there are a number of issues that are raised, you know, including, for example, restricting access, as John mentioned. And I think, you know, having a professional study done would in part look at traffic counts, counts per hour, for example, counts per minute, to determine whether those kinds of restrictions may be justified based on the amount of traffic. Mr. Williams mentioned speed. The village has so far in my history on this commission, which is now a long time, has resisted speed bumps. But, you know, at some point, there may be some other traffic calming devices that may be appropriate, whether they be, choking traffic or other things. But there again, we could ask the consultants to weigh in on the most appropriate ways to regulate speed in some of these areas. There are several comments that people ignore stop signs. So generally, we've tried to space stop signs out in a reasonable way in the village, but several people who have sent in public comments have noticed that people also ignore stop signs. So we try to be mindful of that and not install stop signs where they're going to be ignored.
Can we start with the folks here speaking, if we could, please?
There's seven people here.
Okay, my name is Charles Anderson.
I'd like you to wait a second, if you don't mind. We also have Mike Dine, who's on the phone and who was on the phone at the beginning. I'd like to hear from him first, if you don't mind.
I agree with Commissioner Asgood that a study needs to be done. There's no simple solution to this. Not only is it the speed that you're talking about, but it's the amount of traffic. I live on William, the 1500 block. This morning, I had a car as I was waiting for kids to cross the street at William and Lemoyne pull up on my left, and as they were crossing William, turn left onto Lemoyne to get to Harlem. So it's not just speed, it's also the amount of traffic. But like you said, nothing's getting done tonight. And I agree with Mr. Asgood that a study needs to be done to remedy the situation.
Thanks, Mike. Ron, I see you. Would you like to comment?
Hello, can you guys hear me? All right, I'm Ron Krause. I live at 7301 Greenfield, so I'm next door to Gary. I'll echo all of his comments, especially the parking situation. And the speed, because I sit in the front porch every morning and I always notice cars going by at excessive speeds. I've even seen people being passed by other drivers at sometimes. So I think those are the two biggest comments, are the speed, volume, and parking in that area during game days, especially. And I notice we do it for Concordia when they have their big events. And I think we should at least go back to temporary parking during game days and so forth, because it gets really crowded and very hard to see over there. So in the essence of time, that's all I've got to say. Thank you.
And Ron, I'm sorry, I didn't catch your last name. Do you mind giving us that again?
Sure. It's Krause, K-R-A-U-S-E.
7301 Greenfield Street.
All right. Thank you. Sure. Now to the folks at the fire hall, and sorry, we weren't able to at the community center, at the village hall. I'm sorry. Why don't we turn it over to, I don't know if you have one spokesperson or if you all want to speak, but we'll go ahead and turn it over to you. And if you don't mind, just start by giving us your name, your full name, and your address.
Sure. This is Dan Waslick, and there's about four others that are sharing my Zoom call here. I live at 1400 Bonnie Bray for the last 11 years and echo the comments that have already been made. I just do want to emphasize that on Bonnie Bray and Greenfield, that there are Fenwick activities, school activities, and during those activities, essentially it is a school zone, and to not have any kind of safety precautions, stop signs to allow parking on both sides of the street seems to be ill-advised, especially when you have kids. So that's all the comments I have. I'm going to hand it over to some other individuals here that will state their name. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Dan.
I think something just happened.
Oh, wait. Shoot. Hello, can you guys hear me? Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I'll be brief. This is Andre Ivy, IVY at 1445 Clinton. I'll reiterate what most people said tonight, but I'll add this. We've been there for roughly 5 years. At this time, we don't want anything more than enforcement of laws that are already there. People speed when there's speed limits. People run stop signs when there are stop signs. At this point, we're terrified to have our kids cross the street by themselves. So whatever you guys can do to improve that, please. Thank you.
Andre, if you don't mind, can I just ask a clarifying question? It sounds like what I heard you say is that you want enforcement of the existing laws. Does that mean at least you, for yourself, are not, you're not in favor of, say, restricting access to your street at, say from North Avenue? What street are you on?
No. To be clear, I'm on Clinton and Des Moines. If I try to refrain from offering suggestions of treatment, I would recommend that they close down all the streets in that quadrant. I have no issues with restricting the area. My kids cannot play anywhere near the street. I've actually put a fence up, as my neighbor, to protect our kids. They can't go anywhere near the street. People actually drive around each other to get to wherever they're going at 40, 50 miles an hour. And this is daily. I can actually not even get out of my driveway in the morning. I think we're underscoring a problem that we all know, but we aren't really highlighting how bad this actually is.
Okay, thanks for clarifying that, Andre. I'm going to turn it over to the next person.
Thank you. Hi, my name is Charles Anderson. I'm at 1402 Clinton Place, basically the corner of Greenfield and Clinton. I've been here since 2009. And again, just to reiterate what everyone else is saying, it really boils down to a safety issue with the kids. There's a lot of pedestrian traffic there along Greenfield going to Willard Elementary. And the driving, as everyone identified, the volume and the speeds that are going on is just horrendous. Quite frankly, I'm quite shocked that nobody else has so much as even started. Now, I think there was reference that a gentleman said that at one point they were thinking about a study, but for whatever reason, it didn't get done, and it's for the past 15 years. This is something that I would only ask that a sense of urgency be applied. I, in particular, am in complete agreement with the full closure of Lemoyne, Greenfield, William and Bonnie Bray completely from the North Avenue corridor and Harlem corridor will dramatically reduce that volume and concern. If you guys can come up with a way to just, you know, temporarily close that to see the effect and do the studies, we're all in support of that. But something needs to be done for the safety of the kids and all the pedestrians and the people. It's gotten beyond control. Now, again, I am surprised it hasn't gotten to your attention or you haven't noticed this, but again, dramatic changes need to be done. There are plenty of examples in Galewood, Oak Park, and Forest Park out. They completely shut off the corridors and have given evidence that stuff works. So again, this isn't rocket science. I don't mean to reinvent, we don't have to reinvent the wheel, but the answers are probably right under our noses. So thank you.
Charles, let me just ask, when you commented on speed, are you talking about Greenfield in particular, or are you talking about another street?
I can only share my personal observation off of Greenfield. My house faces Greenfield. It's in a corner of Greenfield and Clinton, but you'll see a similar access on Lemoyne, and you'll see the Lemoyne, Greenfield, Williams, and Bonnie Bray. That is the artery where people are truly abusing with the speed and the volumes. And again, it's so many kids that you have in the neighborhood. It truly is a safety hazard for those kids and all pedestrians involved.
Okay, thanks, Charles. You want to turn it over to other folks down there?
Hi, my name is Bob Armalis. And I asked for this meeting tonight. I prepared a presentation. I would have liked to have given it to you and had it up on the screen like I asked for. It takes quite a bit, so I'd like to present that sometime in the future. Honestly fed up with the cut through traffic. It's the majority of our traffic. It affects all the streets in our quadrant. Jackson, Monroe, Williams, Clinton, Bonnie Bray, the Alley, Greenfield, and Lemoyne. Other towns around us have put mitigation into this, and it's been going on for at least 30 years, because I guess I'm old enough to tell you that I've seen it. The intersection at Harlem and North Avenue is probably one of the busiest in the state. It's without precedent in our village. We are really unique in not having mitigated access from these IDOT highways onto our streets. We have cut through traffic, and I want to tell you that cut through traffic is defined as traffic that doesn't originate or terminate on our streets. So it's pretty much traffic that we don't need. Additionally, we have trucks servicing River Forest businesses and cutting through our streets. Many of those should be on designated truck routes, which are Harlem and North Avenue, but they, like the drivers, of the cars are wanting to avoid the congestion, hopefully not through our street. One of the commissioners mentioned it's a beautiful night and it's beautiful weather and having their windows open. I want to tell you, my windows are closed tonight. We have the air conditioning on because of the noise and the fumes from these cars. And this morning, I think we were counting 10, 15 cars a minute coming through. We need some relief. We live here now. I don't need a study that takes a year. George Collius did a little study on his bicycle in an afternoon. We should actually get that guy a tax break for that. And he pretty much cataloged what all the other villages are doing. Honestly, fed up. It's ruining my property value. It actually ruins everybody's property value in the village because of that reputation. We have Chicago residents, Elmwood Park residents coming through for sure. Lots of Elmwood Park stickers, lots of Chicago stickers. And if you folks have ever tried to drive through Elmwood Park to get to Caputo's or something, good luck. They got that all boxed off from us. So I don't know what to tell you, but I'd like to present my presentation. I know Renee here had a presentation of a PowerPoint, and I know clearly we said we'd like to come in and do this. And clearly today, I sent my presentation and said that I would like it up on the screen while I'm presenting it. So kind of feel a little bit blown off tonight, guys.
Mr. Armalis, I do have your pictures that you sent. I'm happy to share them. At no point did I understand that you wanted to present them in person yourself. Otherwise, I would have made the room available, but I'm happy to share those for the group and share my screen if that's what you would
like to do. If you don't mind, your name is because I'm a little
Jeff
bit Lost.
Of... I'm Jeff Loster. I'm with the staff. Hi, Jeff. The individual you've been emailing with.
Hi, Jeff. I don't want to be hostile, but how about next time I made a presentation, I spent some time on it, and I'd like to come in and say it. So,
absolutely. If I had any indication that that was your wish, I would have been more than happy to set up the room for you. Given that that didn't happen, I'm more than happy to share your presentation if you would like me to.
Jeff, next time. I'm going to pass this on.
No, I have a question.
Thank you. Yes.
Doug, if I may, Mr. Armalis did not give us his address. Would he be so kind?
I'm sorry. 1501 Bonnie Bray.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Mr. Armalis, I know that it sounds like you might have some additional material. Jeff did share with us the material that you had submitted previously that included some information from Google Maps, et cetera. So we do have that information, and that is part of the record.
It is, but I'm on the Plan Commission, and I know how important it is to present that in public and to read it. And I just feel like that's what I should have done tonight. This is an important issue for us. We have 7 people down here, and it's an important issue. And I don't expect you to do something tonight, but we would like you to recommend that we get something going starting from now. We need some relief.
All right, thank you. Are there other folks there who would like to speak?
Yeah. My name is Renee Hermes. We're on 1446 Bonnie Bray. So that's the corner of Bonnie Bray and Lemoyne, right in the middle of all that action. We've been here. My wife and I have 2 kids, been here for 4 years. Our kids are 6 and 3 years old. One of the first things we did, we put up a fence because we noticed. And unfortunately, the issue kept going down from worse to dire. The fence costed $15,000. And then Andre, my neighbor, he also put up a fence. We are a big community people. We own a family practice in Oak Park. So we walk, my wife and I walk to our practice. It's right next to the paint store, the Benjamin Moore store. So when we walk there on a daily basis, we get to see actually what's happening, and it's just we're in like front row of all that action. We second everything Bob, Armalas, Ivy, Andre, Ivy, everyone here that said we're in favor in closing off that entire area. We want to get a company to come and see what would be the best ways to combat this issue. Also, we're very big environmentalists ourselves. We don't like the pollution. And in fact, one of our cars is an electric car. We just planted 7 trees in our front yard. We don't like all that pollution. I know that the main issue is the safety and the kids and all that, but on the side note, I cannot even back out from my driveway when I do need to drive. I have to wait sometimes, more than, almost like a minute just to see like who's coming by very, very fast. So I'm not sure if there's anyone else that wants to talk in here, but yeah, there's 7 of us here. And Andre Ivy did a petition that we can forward to you. There's 20 people that signed it that all believe, they voiced their concern as well, and they're okay with blocking off the streets. And you know, one of the main questions actually that I think is on my mind is what's the timeline to get this approved, to put this in the village budget, to get a company to come here and make a study, and eventually for us to see the results? Like, what would be the timeline? What's the process? Is there anything else that we should be doing to get this accelerated?
Thank you, Renee. Yeah, we can address that to some extent during comment from the commissioners. In a minute here, I'd like to turn it over to Pat Chase and David and any other commissioners who want to speak. But before I do that, is there anyone else from the public that we may have missed? All right, David, Pat, one of you want to, did either of you want to make any comment, raise any questions?
I'll get it. Where does the funding come from for the preliminary study? Do we have a budget, or do we have to have the village pay for it?
Jeff, do you mind?
How commenting? Does that work? Forgive my question.
Yeah, you. Jeff, do you mind commenting on the use of the consultant and how that works?
Sure. The Traffic and Safety Commission does not have its own budget, so any money that you all recommend to the board be spent on something like this would have to come from the general fund or something, some sort of consulting fee. It's not something that's currently budgeted in this fiscal year. That's not to say the board couldn't still approve it, but it is not currently budgeted in this fiscal year.
Thank you.
Sure.
I have a question, Jeff. I assume that the board won't take any action without a study having been done first. Is that true? Or are there instances around the village where the city has gone ahead and put in place remedial devices, or stop signs or one-way signs without conducting a study? Are there any examples of that?
Not that I can think of. With that said, that's not to say that the board wouldn't, I can't speak for them, obviously, but that's not to say they couldn't do that or wouldn't want to do that. I cannot think of any instances in which they have. I do know that, like this commission, the board has generally over the past few years been trying to take a more comprehensive look at some of the things that we've done, akin to the Safe Walking Routes to School project, the commuter parking study. So something like this, if that trend continues, I would assume that it would be more desirable to wait until the study was completed so that we don't, somebody mentioned earlier, we don't want to block one street off and cause more traffic on another one. Only a more comprehensive study would inform us of that. So, I would assume that that would be the case, but that's not to say the board couldn't opt to do something on a more temporary basis as well.
This is Doug Reese. I mean, I think we would expect, given the complexity of the issues, and I don't want to repeat what everyone else has said, but if we're talking about restricting access, obviously there's knock-on effects. Depending on how many streets you restrict, you know, where does that traffic go? So we think it is important to have a study. We think that, you know, for some restrictions that usually have to be justified by, you know, with certain amounts of traffic. You know, we respect that people have anecdotally seen traffic and seen a lot of traffic, and we don't disagree with that, but it's usually, more desirable to have counts that are done. Sorry about that. There's a deer walking by. And so that's why we would have a study. And as some of the things that I've heard, we would ask for the study to not only address potentially restricting access, but also potential ways to address speed, particularly on Greenfield, restricting parking, particularly along Greenfield during sporting events. And I don't know if I, you know, obviously there were comments generally about the volume of traffic, but I take that as being related to the restrictions on access. I'm not saying that's an exclusive list, but I guess I'd ask the group if I've missed some things there in that summary.
You know, since we're going to get and I'm sure we can get it this year, have somebody take a look at this situation, but I would also request that we submit Armalis's report. His comments are pretty thorough, and I use that a lot to generate my thoughts as well on the subject. So I think if we can make a motion eventually to get somebody out there to take a look this year as soon as possible. But, you know, with the opinion that this is not about easing congestion or anything like that. This is more about shutting down the transitory traffic heading it, you know, through the area, not to the area, but cut through traffic, as Mr. Armalis put it. With the other question that was asked, the timeline. Jeff, are you able to address this? How long, if we do get okayed for a study, in your experience, I usually come into these things and the studies are done. I review the study and we make a decision, then it gets kicked upstairs and the board has their way with it. What is the usual timeline on something like this?
I mean, I don't know specifically. We haven't done a study like this. I mean, you know, it depends how comprehensive we want to look at things. Are we looking at speed and volumes? Are we looking at every street between Lathrop and Harlem and Greenfield and Lemoyne? If we need to collect, you know, radar data to get numbers and to get speeds on 10 different streets, each one of those typically we want to pull about a week's worth of data. So, I mean, that's several weeks, I would imagine, maybe a couple months of just data collection, and then a little more of analysis and recommendation. So once we get to a point where we green light a study and it begins, I would imagine we're still dealing with something on the magnitude of maybe 2 to 3 months.
And in the meantime, we're also able to unilaterally, without board approval, we could put the signage up there, the speed calc, as well as maybe have a few officers over there during a couple of days a week during rush hours, mornings. Actually, from what Armala said, there's traffic over there all the time. Is that something we could implement as well? Not just so we have an immediate response that they're looking for, but also that may potentially could add to the data we're compiling for the study that's going to happen in the very near future.
I guess I need you to clarify, would you be looking for us to begin data collection at this point, or would you be looking for just communication with the police department about performing more, enforcement up there?
If I might intrude, John, that was my first, and that's my next question. Would it be inappropriate if we asked Chief O'Shea to put a plethora of officers there at a particular, let's say the folks like Andre did a study, let's say Mondays between 4 and 6, it's Panic City. We could have maybe officers put there and just sit at every corner. And I also, Chief Crochet also has a speed limit sign. He put it on my block because we have, ours is like the Indy 500 for the kids to get to Concordia. So he put it at the far end of the block and it tells them exactly how, giant sign, how fast they're going. And it actually did help. So perhaps we could ask Chief Crochet about those two things if that's okay.
I can certainly talk to the police department as soon as tomorrow about, working this into their rotation. I know, as the commissioners do, there are plenty of other locations that they kind of have to rotate the radar trailers and things like that. The pole-mounted radar feedback signs are a bit of a different story because those, we have installed all the ones that we have. So we don't have any extra ones of those lying around either, unfortunately. That's not to say that couldn't be part of this solution long-term, is getting one of those up there. I can certainly talk to the police department about trying to work this into their enforcement kind of routine and their rounds and make sure that they're, or see if they can have a more substantial presence up that way, certainly.
Thank you, Jeff.
And Jeff, that's something we don't need to work into our motion, correct? That's something we can do through you. So I think Doug knows where I'm going with this. But Doug, if you wanted to say something before a motion is made, or make a motion yourself with what most of us are thinking, I'll turn it over to the commissioner.
Yeah, thanks, John. I was just going to recommend that to find out if the board is in favor of the commission is in favor of recommending a study that would run from in the quadrant from Harlan to Lathrop and from Greenfield to North Avenue, those number of blocks, even though most of what we've talked about tonight is really probably more between William and Harlem, or even Monroe and Harlem. But I think expanding it to Lathrop probably makes sense because that's the next main stoplight along North Avenue. And if we're talking about restricting, any access from North Avenue, it seems to me that that's probably the relevant quadrant or section to discuss. So why don't I put that on the table to the commissioners? And I just don't know, Jeff, if we need to make a formal motion to request that study, but why don't I throw out to the commissioners the suggestion for that being the area, and ask if anybody wants to modify that recommendation.
Yeah, that's what I would do, because like you said, Lathrop is the artery. If we do eventually close off some of the north-south streets to North Avenue, that's going to become even more of an artery. So I'm kind of interested to hear what the consultants say if we close off perhaps William or one of the other streets up there. What is that? How is that going to affect Lathrop? I mean, you can drive through this town at 10, 11 in the morning, which is when I normally do, because I hate traffic, and it's pretty peaceful. But I know from what I hear from obviously this group of people that has come to the commission, as well as neighbors and friends that live up there, that is it's a pretty busy area, and getting to a decision where we can make a remedy here, mitigate some issues, is ideal. So yeah, I mean, I would just be in agreement with Lathrop. Like you said, Lathrop, Harlem, Greenfield up to North Avenue. That's a nice big corner of the village that we need to concentrate on for a little bit here and get something done.
Pat or David, do you have any comments about that being the area that we'd recommend for study?
That's a 12 block area, and that would cover quite a bit of the northeast corner, so that's fine.
Yeah, I mean, unless there were some substantially increased cost to adding an extra block onto the study, I would have no problem with that. I mean, if it turned out to be a lot more expensive to study, six blocks instead of five, I would say you could stop at maybe Jackson, but I would have no objection to that.
Yeah, and David, to that comment, I mean, we usually do, and Jeff, you can correct me if I'm wrong, we may make this recommendation, but I think we would show a lot of deference to the traffic engineers, and if they determine that there should be some adjustment to the zone that's studied, you know, I think we would defer to them about, you know, what would be the appropriate area.
Perfect.
Jeff, is this something where you would need a motion from us, or is this something that you can just ask, either staff to, because I understand that it needs at least a budgetary approval to do this. What's the next step?
Right. So ultimately, this will go to the board. So given the budget implications, I would say because it's not necessarily, I think, required for a motion and a vote, I would say given kind of the magnitude of it, it would probably be best, and it would probably carry more weight to show that there was a unanimous vote or lack thereof. But it would probably be best to take a vote on it.
All right. Well, why don't I try to articulate a motion that we request the traffic consultants to conduct a study of the area between Harlem and Lathrop and between Greenfield and North Avenue, and that the study include at least, not limited to, consideration of potential ways to address speed on Greenfield, potential restrictions on access to that area from either North Avenue or Harlem, and a potential recommendation with respect to parking restrictions along Greenfield, particularly during active athletic contests. That's what I propose as a motion. I'd be willing to take any friendly amendments if anyone thinks I've left something critical out there.
Second. Now we can't.
All right, Jeff, why don't we call a vote on that motion?
Sure. Chairman Reese?
Yes.
Commissioner Chase?
Yes. I keep turning myself off. Sorry, guys.
That's right. Commissioner Gillis, Commissioner Hoyt, Commissioner J. Rahman, Commissioner Caro?
Yes.
Commissioner Azga?
Yes.
Okay.
Let me, Jeff, first, before I Jeff, turn it back over to the public, let me ask if any commissioners want to make any further comment.
I do. Jeff, yep. make sure, was this Armalis, Robert Armalis? Make sure this report, his presentation that was never presented, make sure that this gets over to them as well. This is pretty comprehensive, and our motion, while thorough, there's stuff in here that I'd like for them to see. So just add that this goes there, please.
Will do.
Thanks.
Thanks, John. Any other comments from any commissioners? All right. From the public, but we call it an.
Yeah, this is Gary Williams again. I failed to give you my address before, 7307 Greenfield. And also just to let you know, I'm a civil environmental engineer, recently retired, and I'll be happy to help the village in any capacity as far as reviewing consultant selections, reports, whatever you might need.
Thank you, Gary, appreciate that. Any other comments from the public? All right, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. John?
I will make that motion to adjourn, Commissioner Reese.
How about a second?
I'll second.
All right. We'll assume that that's approved. Thank everybody for coming. I'm sorry for the confusion with respect to the presentation. I know we've continued to meet remotely. I don't know, you know, given the circumstances, how long this will continue. But if we do tend to meet every other month, but we'll try to get this teed up so that it can get going. We don't have to wait for us to have another meeting to try to get this happening. And in the meantime, if any of you or your neighbors have particular issues, you know, this kind of study is something that we do when we're dealing with a bigger area. There are times, I think one of you asked the question, you know, sometimes if there's a discrete issue, say with respect to a particular stop sign, as an example, or particular parking restrictions, you know, we can tee those up. We give notice to people who live in the neighborhood. And, you know, we might be able to address some of those things on a, you know, I'll call it on an interim basis. But, you know, we may be reluctant to start putting in things like that in this particular area, given that we're going to have a study. So not to say that we couldn't, but I think, you know, the wisdom would probably be to get the, you know, put those issues on the table, try to get the consultant's recommendation. And with that recommendation, I think for all of you, it's more likely to get adopted by the village board if you have that support. So with that final speech, I think we can adjourn, but I don't want to cut off any further comment. If anybody has anything else to say, speak now or hold your peace.
Looking forward to getting some work done over there.
All right, Jeff, thanks for setting this up, and thanks everybody for participating. Appreciate it very much.